But soon after, the establishment of London exhibitor Tom Norman was closed by the authorities, and I lost his track. But ever since he again was treated by Dr. Treves, I was able to learn more about his whereabouts after the closing of the circus. Mr. Merrick was completely penniless and without any means at the time, between the age of 23 and 24 years, my colleague said. His loving mother had long since died. His heartless father had rejected him, and normal work was impossible because of his deformations. So at the turn of 1884 to 1885, he sought out the circle of entrepreneurs who had already successfully marketed him as a fairground attraction in his hometown of Leicester and Nottingham. And so Mr. Merrick found a new engagement in the circus of Sam Roper, who incorporated him into his freak show. A highly unworthy situation for a human being, I interjected, no matter how disfigured he is. You must know that Holmes, Mr. Merrick's outward appearance was probably that of a monster, but his inner nature was that of a child. Nevertheless, this person has feelings and needs love and acceptance like everyone else. Quite right, Dr. Treves confirmed. We are dealing with a thinking, emotionally capable person. It is, however, to be attested that this is precisely why such displays are no longer welcome in English society. Fortunately, it is increasingly frowned upon to use the misfortune of others for your own profit and sensationalism. And that's exactly why Roper finally had to pass on Mr. Merrick to a showman named Ferrari, who was tinkering across the European continent with his show. And that's what my patient must have done last year on a tour through Europe. Holmes had listened carefully and said, I suppose such a tour, being very exhausting, was not exactly helpful